Amelia Rose never meant to become Ray Rose, international pop superstar. What started as teenage YouTube videos exploded into Grammy wins and a $90 million contract. But beneath the glittering surface lies a woman drowning. Fame arrived with lightning speed, leaving no time to adjust as her entire life became a carefully managed brand. Even her signature long hair isn't her choice. It's part of the Ray Rose package her manager Susan vigilantly protects. The most painful aspect is the profound loneliness. Despite constant crowds, Amelia feels deeply isolated, never knowing if people like her for herself or her fame. "Even in crowded rooms, I feel isolated," she confesses. She's a maxed-out credit card that everyone keeps swiping, completely depleted but expected to keep performing. This suffocation drives her desperate midnight escape in her old Toyota Corolla, seeking refuge in Rome, Kentucky, a small town she chose simply because it reminded her of Audrey Hepburn's Roman Holiday, a film representing the freedom she craves. When her car breaks down outside Noah Walker's farmhouse, she has no idea this unplanned detour will become the journey back to herself. Noah Walker, owner of the Pie Shop in Rome, Kentucky, has built a structured life that maintains control and avoids emotional entanglements. His resistance to Amelia stems not from her fame, but from her representing someone temporary who will inevitably leave. Noah's past includes a failed relationship with ex-fiancé Merritt, whom he followed to New York despite hating city life. Their relationship collapsed when his grandmother's illness called him back to Rome, revealing the fundamental incompatibility between his small-town roots and Merritt's urban aspirations. Noah believes care is reckless, without the protection selfishness offers, and almost always ends in heartbreak. Yet, beneath his gruff exterior lies a deeply loyal man who buys daily flowers from his sister's shop, maintains his father's book collection, visits his grandmother regularly, and cares for his three younger sisters. Noah represents the stability and authenticity Amelia craves, making him both the perfect remedy for her chaos and a dangerous temptation. Rome, Kentucky becomes a character itself, a community where everyone knows everyone, offering genuine connection Amelia has desperately missed in her celebrity life. Noah's three sisters, Emily, Madison, and Annie, embrace Amelia without the filter of fame. Their rowdy banter and acceptance give her the family connection she's lost. At Hank's bar, Emily declares Amelia should be treated normally, and remarkably, everyone complies. The town's protective nature extends beyond Noah's family. When a paparazzi appears, women form a human wall to shield Amelia. Mabel, the elderly innkeeper, fiercely defends her. When did it become a crime to be selfish now and again? Rome gives Amelia the chance to be useful rather than merely valuable. She helps repaint Mabel's lobby, works in Annie's flower shop, and attempts cooking. These simple contributions give her purpose beyond celebrity. When she confesses, "I don't love my career anymore," Mabel responds, "No one loves anything they're miserably chained to, but you own the key to your own luck." Amelia's journey back to herself unfolds through small but significant acts of rebellion that demonstrate her growing courage to reclaim her identity. Her first act of defiance is extending her Rome stay beyond the original plan. What begins as a car breakdown becomes a deliberate choice to prioritize her own needs over others' expectations. Cutting her hair becomes a powerful symbolic rebellion. When Noah sarcastically comments about Susan's hair, Amelia finally gets the Audrey Hepburn-inspired bangs she's wanted for ages. Her most decisive act is firing Susan, her controlling manager, a professional decision representing Amelia's determination to reshape her career on her own terms. Even her name becomes a battleground as she gradually reclaims Amelia over Ray Rose, explaining that "Ray Rose just absorbed me." These acts culminate when a musical game at a dinner party reconnects her with the pure joy of performance, foreshadowing her transformed relationship with her career. The heart of When in Rome lies in Noah and Amelia's evolution from reluctant companions to deeply connected partners through genuine sharing. Their late Como fishing trip marks a turning point when Amelia confesses her post-fame loneliness. Noah's judgment-free listening creates space where she feels truly seen, and her simple no when asked if she feels lonely now acknowledges their growing bond. Noah's decision to introduce Amelia to his grandmother Maria represents a breakthrough in trust, as he only shares this part of his life with people he fully trusts. Similarly, when he welcomes her into his bedroom, filled with his father's books and personal photographs, he's revealing his most guarded self. Their physical attraction both catalyzes and complicates their relationship. Their first kiss signals an undeniable connection while forcing them to confront their different worlds. Noah's admission that he's trying so hard to stay away captures their inevitable pull despite practical obstacles. Their connection thrives because they see beyond public personas, with Noah treating Amelia like a normal woman, while she recognizes the depth beneath his gruff exterior. Noah and Amelia's challenge isn't choosing between worlds, but integrating them, reflecting the universal struggle to balance personal fulfillment, professional ambition, and relationships. Amelia transforms by establishing boundaries that preserve her musical passion while creating space for happiness. By firing Susan and taking control of her career decisions, she reshapes her professional life to serve her personal one. These limits actually enhance her creativity and performance. Noah expands his definition of home to accommodate temporary absences. Visiting Amelia during her tour shows his evolution beyond all-or-nothing thinking. Having roots in Rome doesn't mean never leaving. It means having a secure base to return to. Their relationship thrives on complementary strengths. As Amelia tells Noah, sometimes opposites improve each other, like maple syrup and bacon. His groundedness provides her stability, while her spontaneity expands his horizons. Together, they create a third space incorporating elements from both worlds. In our world of curated social media personas, When in Rome reminds us that the most revolutionary act might be defining success on your own terms. Like Princess Anne in Roman Holiday, Amelia discovers that stepping away from expectations helps us remember who we truly are. Her journey from suffocating fame to authentic connection mirrors our struggles to balance external demands with internal needs. The courage to say, "This isn't working anymore," often marks the beginning of transformation. Noah's evolution reveals how walls built for safety become prisons, and protecting ourselves from pain means missing potential joy. The epilogue shows Amelia disappeared for 3 months before announcing her engagement with When in Rome, suggesting she continues rewriting celebrity rules on her terms. Perhaps the most powerful message is that being truly seen, beyond roles, expectations, and personas, creates courage for difficult choices. In a world that reduces us to functions or achievements, being recognized as complete, complex humans might be the most transformative love of all.